This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, on this week's final edition, we've got another West Coast show for you. This week, the Boy Scouts dropped the word boy from their name and are letting in everyone, even though the Girl Scouts are still very much a thing. We also have a lot of musical stuff in the show, with Ben singing Somewhere in the Middle and Sam at the end with a number she recently performed at the Pack Theater in Los Angeles. Also, Alex Schmidt from Cracked.com pitches in this week. I listen to his podcast on Cracked, and I listen to his podcast on Crack, and you should too. All this and less on The Final Edition.
Man on the Street!
The Boy Scouts are dropping boy from their name and letting in everyone, while the Girl Scouts say they're not impressed. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Man, now girls are going to discover terrain.
However, the Cub Scouts are going to still remain just young gay bears.
What's next? Is it going to be blank to men on CD?
No, but Boy George is dropping boy from his name. Now he's just going to be George.
She's not allowed to be Mother Goose anymore. She's just Goose. And it became very confusing when I was watching Top Gun.
Batman and his sidekick, the Wonder.
Now the Just Scouts will be out looking for any talent they can find on the streets of Los Angeles.
So do the boys have to get like a tampon badge?
Tampons are great for the Boy Scouts because they help you go running and hiking and climbing.
Does this mean the Den Mothers can come on the next trip?
Are you even a father in this troop, sir?
Well, with all the tents, they're also letting in the homeless.
First they got rid of Indian guides, now this other good thing?
Who run the world, Girl Scouts?
They don't, though. Everyone knows it's the Illuminati.
Now you start a fire by rubbing two campers together. Yeah.
Campers burn real good.
Now you only get to learn how to tie a bunch of knots if you consent first.
And they're adding on a new badge for most woke.
Is the stress of life wearing you down? Is negative energy blocking the flow of your chakras? Are you a white woman that loves crystals? Do you want more inner peace and less outer wrinkles? Then you need Third Eye Cream.
Third Eye Cream contains a unique blend of organic, fair trade vegan ingredients sourced from India. They are proven to help moisturize and clarify the pores to bring you closer to nirvana. It will align the energy of your beauty centers, and even though I'm a white American guy from Sherman Oaks, California, I have an Indian accent, so I know you'll believe anything I say.
Do you love co-opting the superficial aspects of other cultures without taking the time to really understand them? Third Eye Cream was on Oprah's favorite useless feel-good things list of 2017. And here at Believable Products Incorporated, we've made creams for all of your chakras. Each a uniquely blended mixture of herbs and oils meant to balance the individual energies of each sales point within your body. And as your money flows out to us, the golden white light of happiness will have room to flow into you.
After my divorce, I was feeling lost, spiritually, unanchored, and really unattractive. Then I started using Third Eye Cream. Suddenly, I felt like years of emotional baggage was lifted from my heart center, under my eyes, and out of my wallet. I look 5 years younger, and I have the bank account of a 20-year-old. I feel like an ageless ball of light.
Because one thing's for sure, pure spiritual beings made of light don't have wrinkles. Third Eye Cream. Because beauty is only skin deep, but your insecurities are so much deeper.
Good morning, Harrison Elementary. Today's lunch special is pizza. Happy Friday. We have cheese and pepperoni. Please save the cheese pizza for the students who don't eat meat. If you would prefer a gluten-free option, we do have Ziploc bags full of sauce and cheese, and Ziploc bags full of sauce, cheese, and pepperoni. Please save the Ziploc bags full of sauce and cheese for the students who don't eat meat. Thank you.
This is Steve. Steve lives in a small village called Los Feliz, in the northeast corner of Los Angeles. Many people in Los Feliz village are just struggling to get by, and Steve needs your help. For only $500 a month, you can adopt a middle-aged American who can't make the rent.
Yeah, so I'm selling my guitar collection, by the way, so if anyone out there wants an 82 Gibson.
Your sponsorship could help so many people in this blighted country. TV segment producers who are older than 50, former coal company managers, waitresses who have to live near their jobs in San Francisco, teachers who have to live near their jobs in San Jose, full-time Walmart employees, full-time Amazon employees, full-time call center employees, full-time daycare workers, all of them live on the streets.
It's cool. I mean, I lived in my van when I was in my 20s, and, you know, the baby's not going to notice.
How can you look at this unshaven face and hungover eyes and not be moved? Just ask John and Priscilla Getty, who adopted Larry, a 32-year-old assistant manager of a pizzeria.
We get a postcard once a month telling us what books he's reading and what kind of women he's hitting on.
And the movies he's downloading illegally.
And he made me a wallet.
He made John a wallet. I don't know why he thought you didn't have a wallet.
Pathetic.
For the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can buy someone a cup of coffee a day. Won't you help? Just get on Facebook and pick someone you kind of remember from high school. They'll probably thank you.
At Earth Bean Coffee, we're a different kind of coffee shop.
Because every coffee shop, heck, every business, says they want to change our planet's environment.
And the little things they do to help sure do add up. To nothing.
Little things don't add up.
Capitalism is intrinsically destructive. Our planet is past its tipping point.
And realizing all that turned us full-on nihilist. So, at Earth Bean Coffee, we're changing the environment the only way we can. By destroying it.
By destroying it.
Let's watch the world burn.
Burn like our coffee will burn your hand, because it's served hotter than 10,000 suns.
And thanks to that temperature, we know you'll need a sleeve thingy.
A sleeve thingy made from non-recycled, unrecyclable materials.
Now that's unsustainable.
Just like our certified unfair trade beans.
Unfair economics are the only way we can force our coffee farmers to cut corners and cut down Nicaragua.
Or Africa. Or wherever.
I'm maxing out our air conditioning so you can stay cool in our shop's sunlit interior.
Which we also bulb light.
With bulbs from the Soviet Union.
Our Wi-Fi burns coal.
If you park a bike here, I'll feed it to the trash compactor.
If you take the bus here, I'll break your lazy legs.
And if you fill up your frequent Beaner punch card, you can fill me up. With a baby.
Or I can fill you up.
Because nothing expands a carbon footprint like extra babies.
Let's make some babies.
Because our coffee shop is really a sex thing.
A death cult sex thing. And the pain lord commands me to go now. So take it away, voiceover guy we kidnapped.
Come on down to Earth Bean Coffee at the corner of two streets that'll soon be overrun by resource war marauders. Earth Bean Coffee, because it's bean nice knowing ya, Earth.
The final edition takes you now live to an average barbecue in the American suburbs.
Wow, I sure am glad we all found time to get together for this barbecue. We never hang out anymore.
Hey, you know how it is. Wives, kids, congressional hearings. Stuff just gets in the way.
For sure. Even if this is the end of the glorious age of the puffy white man, we had a great run.
Well, I'll drink to that. Bros, beers, and brats. Am I right?
Woo! Hey, Gary, is that a new grill? It's nice.
Nice?
This baby is more than nice. It's a charcoal-burning, potato-roasting, steak-searing chunk of heaven, my friend.
Wow, Gary, it sounds like you really like this grill.
Oh, I more than just like it. I fell in love with this grill. I fell in love once and almost completely. It's a Weber grill. It makes grilled vegetables and steaks and chicken. Can't wait to eat this hamburger with ketchup and bacon and melted Edam. It violates my Weight Watchers, but my trainer says it's fine to take a day for cheating now.
Well, that was kind of weird. Okay. I mean, I'm not sure where the music just came from, but yeah. I get it. Dude, I love my grill too.
No, Cherry, you don't get it. I love this grill.
Tell me more.
I married this grill. Took it to Vegas, signed a license on Tuesday. Left my wife and kids. Now they live in a Motel 6 and they won't speak to me. There's nothing that I'd rather do than stick my left hand right onto the grill gray and make sweet love all afternoon. I said it was before, but this grill's my soulmate.
Oh, okay. Gary is actually crazy.
Well, hold on, Terry. Gary is in the NRA. They wouldn't let crazy people in the NRA.
Hey, if Gary's crazy, does that mean all white people grill-marrying lunatics completely detached from reality?
You guys, I love this grill so much. Sometimes I can't even form words. Can't think of anything to do except my grill wife to planet Pluto or ride a unicorn Pegasus down a neon rainbow to Boise, Idaho, yeah!
Yep, Gary's definitely crazy, and I think I love his grill too. Does that mean, are puffy white men wrong about other stuff too? Is our time really up?
No! This country was founded by puffy white men, for puffy white men, and nothing can take that away from us. Even if we believe crazy things like a guy can marry his grill but not another dude, or cops are more important than black people, or the white stripes make good music.
But we're wrong about all those things, and we know it. Guys, that's why we're digging in so hard right now.
That's right. And who's going to stop us? Women? Minorities? The Chinese? They can pry my gun, my power, and my insane lust for Gary's beautiful grill from my cold, dead fingers.
Yeah!
They can take our congressional seats, but they can never have their freedom!
Yeah!
Now, Gary, pass me a goddamn burger.
Hey, that's my wife you're talking about.
Well, these idiots murdered each other, but all over America this summer, puffy white men are gathering to strip away your rights and indulge their filthy and degenerate sexual fetishes. What will you do about it? This sketch was brought to you by the Society to Stop Pretending the White Stripes Are Good and Start Burning Down the Suburbs.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
And now, a scene from Jurassic Park, beat for beat, except it's about Osama bin Laden.
The image is coming in. Look at the shape of these axial nodes. Is this Osama bin Laden?
You bet it is, and he's in great shape. Wow, what a find.
Just look at the vertebral column. My God, it's amazing this thing couldn't fly. What? Well, sure, Bin Laden doesn't look like a bird in the traditional sense, but look at the way his femurs turned backwards, just like a bird. And the way his bones were hollow, just like a bird. Why, even the word Bin Laden means bird of prey.
That doesn't look very scary. More like a 6-foot turkey.
6-foot turkey. Right. Imagine for a second you're back in 2001, working on the 82nd floor of the World Trade Center. This 6-foot turkey, as you so fatly put it, well, he's about to send an airplane to crash into your building. And you think to yourself, that's okay, no big deal, I'll just go to the other tower. But just when you get there and think you're safe, that's when the second plane hits that you didn't even know was there. You see, Bin Laden wasn't a lone wolf, no. He was a pack hunter, and he kills you with one of these, a 300 metric ton 747. Maybe he crashes it here, into your head, destroying your prefrontal cortex. Or here, tearing your hamstring and leaving you prone or helpless. Or maybe just across the belly, spilling your intestines. The point is, you are alive when Bin Laden starts to eat you. So, try to show a little respect.
Okay.
Dr. Grant, a billionaire just flew in on a helicopter and wants to talk with you? He says he's cloning a bunch of terrorists and putting them on an island?
Hell yes.
And that was a scene from Jurassic Park, beat for beat, except it's about Bin Laden.
The Final Edition Repertory Players presents a man sitting next to you on a bus talking on his cell phone.
Half an hour. Half an hour. I'll be there in half an hour. What? Half an hour. In his mouth. I never said that. No, I never said... What? A dog. Yeah, I never said that. I can't... What? No. In his mouth. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 What? Yeah. Half an hour. He didn't read it. He didn't read it. He put the bag in the thing. In the thing. Right. What? Right. Right. Then we go back and stop September 11th. Right. Yeah, in his mouth.
Hey, I'm sorry, is Vermont next?
Excuse me, I'm trying to have a conversation.
That was a man sitting next to you on a bus, talking on his cell phone. The Final Edition Repertory Players are a regular feature of the Final Edition, and not just something we made up for this one thing.
Hi, Final Edition listeners, Gil Barron here. And I wanted to give you guys an exclusive behind-the-scenes peek behind the scenes of your favorite podcast, The National Lampoon's Final Edition.
Ooh, sneak peek? I can't wait.
Sam Gurowitz, you work on this show. You know everything that happens behind the scenes.
I can't wait.
Okay. Well, a little-known fact is that this sketch you're listening to right now is being improvised by Thor actor Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, wow. Wait, what?
Yeah, you know how one time Chris Hemsworth was on the set of a movie and he pretended a banana was a phone at lunch and the whole crew laughed for a solid hour and then they decided he was the funniest person alive?
Did that happen?
Because of the well-known banana phone incident, Chris Hemsworth is now a renowned comedian. So he's been invited to improvise everything, including this show that you guys are listening to right now.
Chris Hemsworth isn't here.
Good one, Chris. You just take those improv skills you learned from Robert Downey Jr. and make a style that's completely your own.
Barry, is Gil okay?
He's fine. It's just hard to see a super handsome, charming guy like Chris Hemsworth say any dumb thing he wants and gets a laugh. And you know how hard Gil has to work for one.
Oh, sure.
Mike Hat, Barry. The dog's name is Mike Hat.
Oh, you're right. It's not funny when Gil says it.
Chris Hemsworth is the greatest improviser of all time.
I'm cutting your mic.
Super funny, Chris. What a great ad-lib in this sketch where all the characters and situations are being ad-libbed by Snow White and the Huntsman star, Chris Hemsworth.
Good idea, Barry.
Hi, Final Edition listeners. I'm Chris Hemsworth. I hope you enjoyed the bit I improvised right here on the spot. I enjoyed playing the characters of Barry, Gil, and especially Sam every week from our studio in Hollywood. I also do all the sound effects. Here's me being a tugboat. Now stay tuned for more Hemsworth-created goodies right here on The Final Edition.
Good morning. Here are a few events from this day in history. Today in the year 1440, the printing press was invented, revolutionizing information technology. On this day in 1979, ABC premiered The Ropers, a sitcom spinoff of Three's Company that lasted 1.5 seasons. 7 years ago, you were at a party you've forgotten about. Here are some pictures. 5 years ago, you entirely gave up on yourself for about 3 months and tweeted a lot of things you now regret. Here they are. A couple of years ago, a space shuttle blew up. Birthdays today include Sir Isaac Newton, Kid Rock, that one actor who used to be on Hawaii Five-O sometimes, some guy you worked with at a language school in Portland, Larry Gastman, whom you don't know but whose birthday got on your calendar somehow, and Kylie Jenner. Your personal schedule for today.
Look for work! Send in rectal cancer screening kit! Larry Gastman's birthday!
And that's today. Eat a bug or something and make your day historical.
Good morning, students. It's Dare Week here at Harrison Elementary. In lieu of recess, today we will all be attending an assembly in the Gary Hiller Memorial Performing Arts Center, entitled Drugs Are Totally Not Your Bay, hosted by Confundo the On-Fleek Magician. Confundo always keeps it 100, especially when it comes to designer club drugs. Have a happy Monday and a drug-free week, everyone.
Just wanna lay here forever by your side. Feel your breath on my skin all through the night. I just wanna love you till the day I die. You say that I'm codependent. I think I'm just fine. I love you unconditionally. I just wanna give you every piece of me. And I'll stay with you no matter what you do. 'Cause you're addicted to heroin and I'm addicted to you. You know, I'm kind of hearing it now. Maybe I'm codependent, just a little bit. I always thought I was just a hopeless romantic. Maybe I'm codependent, just a little bit. 'Cause I still love you and you treat me like shit. Sure, you're not perfect, but who can really be? I'll take all your bullshit if you just stay with me. I'm dedicated to you, body and soul, and my emotional security is under your control. Whenever you call, I will always run. I just want our two hearts to become one. I don't like the problems I have inside my head, so I'll just try and fix all of your problems instead. Yeah, that's pretty codependent. Just a little bit. I always thought I was just a hopeless romantic. Maybe I'm codependent. Just a little bit. 'Cause I still love you and you treat me like shit. That is why I'm breaking up with you. Fuck you, I'll show you who's codependent. I don't need anyone. Yeah, I just love being a single woman. I'm so independent. I don't care what you think. That's not really true. I still hope this audience likes me. Fuck, is that codependent? Actually, yeah, fuck all of you. Sorry, was I too far in the other direction? Sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry, I'm always sorry. I'm just codependent. Call me.
And that's it for us. The West Coast Final Edition is written and performed by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Bridget Fitzgerald, Chase O'Donnell, Courtney Page Barnett, Jean Augusto, Gil Barron, Jessica Park, Joe Davis, Keith Salto-Janes, Mike Bezaw, and Samantha Jane Gerwitz. This week we also had performances by Larissa Gallagher and writing and voicing by Drew Hobbs and Alex Schmidt. My technical guru at the UBN studio is the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Our executive producers are Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. Our engineer this week was just me, Barry Lank. I'm also in charge of the West Coast production. See you next time. And remember,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.